Let's say hello to the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Brad Treliving joins us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline right now. Mr. Treliving, you're on the line with all three of the gents, Pat, Will, and Peter. How are you on this Thursday afternoon?
Good evening, gentlemen. Full house today, I guess, eh?
It is a full house, and welcome to it. We're glad to add you to our quorum. It's been a busy last 3 weeks for you. When free agency opened on the Friday, you made some significant additions, and there were some significant news items on the first day of free agency. And since that time, we've seen some departures. In more recent times, we've seen some additions that your team has made. I guess now that we're 3 weeks into it, can you kind of give us an overall view as to what your philosophy was entering this strange free agency period?
Yeah, Pat. Well, it's been a busy month. If you go back prior to that, just getting ready for the draft, and we had the draft, can't remember now what it was, a couple of days, 3 days prior to free agency. I think the draft was on the 6th and the 7th. And then went into free agency on the 9th. Well, a couple of things. We, you know, looking at our roster, we felt, you know, there were some areas that we wanted to try to address. You know, and you look at the trade route, you look at through free agency, and I've said it before, you're not building your team through free agency. It's, you know, in areas that you can supplement your team, augment your team. Certainly when we got to the 9th, one of the areas that we, you know, had a lot of discussion leading up to free agency was at the goaltender position. And it's certainly no indictment on the goaltending that we've had, specifically even last year or going back the last couple of years, especially when you look at the playoff performance of our goaltenders. But we felt if there was an opportunity to get what we felt was the bona fide number one guy, a workhorse in the net, that was something that we wanted to pursue and pursue hard. And like a lot of these things, you don't know if people are going to get to the market. You see it this year, you see it every year that players re-sign. We had situations throughout the league with players re-sign on the eve of free agency. With the fact that Jacob got to the market, it was something that we wanted to pursue hard. And we were able to get him. And we think it not only sets us up here with a really, I think, an elite goaltender in the league, but you partner him with David, I think it gives us, you know, a real solid 1-2 punch in a season with so many question marks. But we anticipate when we do play, it's going to be a busy schedule, and the fact that you've got two guys that are able to take the net at any given night, is we think that's a benefit, and it sets us up organizationally when you look throughout the organization, NHL level, American League level, and through our reserve list, that we've really added depth throughout our reserve list with, you know, the addition of Jacob and, you know, adding Louis. And then, you know, if you look at the last recent drafts and free agency, we've been able to really build out that part. And then on the blue line, you know, we felt there was going to be some transition in our blue line. And it starts from within, that we really feel strongly that, you know, we've got some young players that we feel are on the cusp of being, you know, they're all in a little bit different situations, but ready to take a really big bite of the apple. And, you know, you look at Noel Hanifin, who's still 23 years old. We still think there's great growth in his game. Yusso Valimaki is a player who we think, as we all know in the market, has battled some injuries, but I think this guy's going to be a top player, still a really young player, but I think he's going to be an impactful defenseman. Rasmus, who we've all seen here the last couple of years, we think he's, you know, just scratching the surface, but has established himself now as a top four. We think Connor Mackey is, you know, a player who's is going to be here sooner rather than later. We've got Colton Pullman, and then certainly Oliver Shillington, who doesn't get talked about enough, and we still got to get a contract done. But that group of young defensemen, we felt, you know, we could have people leave and invest in this young group that's only going to get better. Obviously, TJ went to Toronto and was a great player for us for a long period of time. We were able to sign Chris Tanev, who we think is in a lot of ways underrated, but will fit nicely with our group, especially when you look at some of the youth that we have on the left. Adding a veteran righty was a, was important to us and a priority for us. And then we've tried to augment our group up front with, you know, a lot of depth and a lot of different people that can do different things. And, you know, not just slot them into one hole, but we think we can augment our group by rearranging, you know, where, you know, certain people in the lineup and move people around and give the coaches a lot of flexibility. When you look at the league right now, it's important, you know, not only, like I said earlier, in a year that I think we're going to be compressed and compacted in terms of the schedule, having depth throughout the organization is really important, but being able to move people up and down and around in the lineup was something that we felt was a priority for us. So that's sort of a long-winded answer of where we've gotten to, where we've gotten to, and where we sit to today.
He's the GM of the Calgary Flames, Brad Treliving's with us on the afternoon program today, Will.
Brad, some of the depth you mentioned, and I'm sure you knew going in, the economic climate would allow you to find some value, and you did that with the 4 one-year contracts for Josh Levo, Joachim Nordstrom, Dominic Simone, and Nikita Nesterov. I guess just what drew you to those four guys, and what do you like most about maybe what Levo, Nordstrom, and Simone can add to your forward group?
Well, there's versatility with all of them, Will, and I'm not sure how familiar our listeners are with a lot of these players. They may not be the sexy names here, but what we think that they can, you know, they either come with a real specific job description, or they're able to move, you know, sort of seamlessly around a lineup and just sort of going through them. You know, Joachim Nordstrom, we had a couple of guys leave us in Toby Reeder and Mark Jankowski, who both handled a lot of penalty killing minutes. Joachim is viewed in our eyes and throughout the league as really the elite penalty killer in the league. And a lot of his stuff, like I said, it's not a lot of the sexy high-profile work, but his ability to be hard on the puck, win puck battles, win 50-50 battles, has great pace, you know, great legs, plays with tempo, gets in on a forecheck. You know, is physical, has lots of contact on opposing defensemen, and is excellent on penalty kill, brings a lot of tempo. So that was an area when we looked at, you know, specific job descriptions that we wanted to fill. Joachim can do that, and he's got some versatility in terms of his positional play. He can play all three forward positions. Most comfortable, I would say, on the left side, but has some versatility to move around the lineup. Dominic is a guy who, again, maybe people aren't real familiar with him. Real strong, thick body, good feet. I would call him real quick and darting versus real fast, but has tempo to him, extremely hard on the puck, able to protect the puck, win puck battles. And again, I think some underrated ability here. He's able to move, you know, up and down the lineup. He can play with skill. He's got a strong defensive conscience. So if he's, you know, playing with skilled players, not only can he create plays, you know, the one thing when you really study him is he hasn't had great success in finishing, but in terms of creating opportunities, creating chances, being a big contributor in terms of chances for, as well as having a real defensive conscience, he can sort of plug all over the place in terms of a lineup. Josh, one of the areas, as you guys are familiar with looking at our lineup, that we continue to try to improve is our right side depth, right wing depth. And Josh is a guy who, you know, we know quite a bit about, and we've had interest in Josh going back to his days in Toronto. You know, I thought was having a real good year in Vancouver, and it was a good move for him going to Vancouver when he got traded there, got an opportunity to play, and then suffered a nasty injury last December. But again, he's a guy that he can slide up and down the lineup. He, although a right shot, he's able to play on both wings, can play on both specialty teams. We've got enough lefties, so we would probably look at him more on the right side. But again, can play with good players, thinks the game well enough. And we think if we can get, he's back and recovered from his injury, but he hasn't, he's still sort of getting up to pace, having not played in a while. But we think we can insert him into the lineup here and hopefully, there's some goals on that stick, shoots the puck extremely well, adds some length to our lineup. He's got good size. So, those are, and then with Nesterov, a left shot that really, for the most of his career, both here and in Russia, has played, I wouldn't say predominantly on the right side, but has played a lot on the right side, is very comfortable there, moves the puck well, goes back and retrieves pucks, good feet, mobility. And like some of these guys, he'd come over a number of years ago, was in Tampa, was in Montreal, went back, and I think his game and watching him back in Russia over the last few years, his game's matured. He's 27 years old, has had success at the international level, both at the Olympic level and with his club KHL team. He's had a leadership role there as being a captain. And so we'll give it we're going to give him a look. You never know with those guys how it translates coming back over to North America, but he's a little older, a little wiser. He's been through this experience before, so we're excited to see what he looks like when he gets over here.
And just quickly, Brad, maybe like really, really quick, just are you, speaking of defense, are you happy with what you've seen from Valimaki so far in his homeland?
Yeah, Yusso's playing really well over there. I'm not getting into the – I'm not breaking down the tape every night, Will. The biggest thing for us is just getting him over there and getting him playing. I communicate with him every couple of days. He's playing anywhere from 23 to 27 minutes a night. The fact that he's been able to, be productive and score, get some points, good for him. He's a really good player. It doesn't surprise me, but – The most important thing is just getting reps. When you've missed that much time, just getting timing, every game, every week of practice is just, those are all just real good things. So the fact that he's having that success is great. And he's a really good player. But just the fact that I'm not putting a whole lot of stock into that, the fact that he's playing a lot, playing regularly and getting back up to speed, that's the main thing for us.
Brad Treliving, our guest on The Big Show. Klein?
One of the internal signings you guys had to take care of was Andrew Mangiapane. It ends up being a two-year deal. Was that always the preference, or I guess why did 2 years make sense for both sides?
Well, I think you look at all sorts of terms with those, Peter. Andrew's a real good player. Took some steps this past year, and if you look at the player's progression, even going back to the junior level, Andrew's one of those players. You look at his, his advancement from junior hockey to pro hockey, that second full year, always he gets comfortable with the situation, he gets comfortable with the surroundings, comes a little bit out of his shell and becomes a more dynamic player. And I think we saw that even, the step from the American League to the National League is a big step. But we think he's a player that is still in a lot of ways scratching the surface. So, with those players and just the way you want to manage your cap situation, we felt at the end of the day, the two-year, I know everybody talks about their cap situation. There's always ways to create cap room. In this particular situation, we felt this was the most prudent move. If Andrew had arbitrates, we would have elected a two-year award to the arbitration process if we went through a hearing. We're able to negotiate that. I think it's a good deal for Andrew. I think it's a good deal for the team. It allows him, two more years to continue to build of what he's already
built upon here. And now Andrew, you know, after the year he had last year, he's going to have more responsibility with it, with our team. And, you know, it allows him to cash in again if things go well for him in 2 years. So I thought it was a good deal, like I said, for both the player and the team, and excited what he can bring to our group.
Looking at Elias Lindholm, we've seen him both on the wing and at center. Long term, do you have a preference for where you see him fitting in with the organization?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about this. You know, I think that's something that Jeff and I continue to talk through here. One of the things, guys, that we wanted to accomplish, and again, I'd like to say we're a month or 2 months from playing, we really don't know. We know we still have a ways to go before we hit the ice, so we'll see what happens between now and then with our roster. But if we were to go into camp tomorrow, I wanted to give the coaches the ability, the flexibility, I guess is a better way to put it, of using Elias in a couple different roles. And with the addition of Josh, with the addition of Dominic, who, you know, one's a left and one's a right shot, but Dominic's played a lot on the right side, it allows you, if we want to go that route, to put Elias in the middle. And you're not putting a square peg in a round hole when you start looking at trying to reconfigure your right side. So I think what the additions of these people do is it allows some flexibility. We all know we got a lot of left shots. We got some guys, and there are some guys that are more comfortable on their offside and so on and so forth. But we wanted to have some flexibility here that in the event you put Elias in the middle, not that you want to be bouncing them back every other day, but it, you know, this gives you flexibility with your roster. It gives you a bunch of different looks. It makes your team more difficult to match up against. You can expose maybe some matchups on the other side. And so we wanted to at least have that opportunity to look at it. So it's not, I guess I'm probably not answering the question completely, but we wanted to have that ability to say, okay, if Elias went down the middle, gives you real good strength down the middle, but you're also not taking a step backwards and trying to stick somebody in a top nine role that maybe they're not, you know, their skill set isn't suited for. And I think now with the additions that we do have, our coaches as of today, and we're not starting today, but if we were, I think have some different options available to them to move some people in and out and up and down the lineup.
Just a couple more. I know you've got another interview in just a few minutes, so we won't keep you much longer. GM Brad.
No rush. I'd much rather be on with you, Patrick. No rush.
We're courteous here, okay? We like to be courtesy to all of our brethren. GM Brad Treliving is with us on the big show this afternoon. Just the one player unsigned, not asking for an update. I know better than that, but just a thought on Oliver Shillington's progression over the last few years, where you see him organizationally with your group right now.
Well, I think Oliver sometimes he's the forgotten guy sometimes, and I don't mean that in any disrespect, but you know, sometimes that's on us more than anything else. But I still think he's a developing young player. You know, as I said to Oliver before, sometimes we've gone through two trade deadlines where we've added some depth on the blue line. In some cases, because we were banged up and injured and needed some more bodies, as was the case this past year. And sometimes that has squeezed all of it. And I don't necessarily put it as, you know, as it's Oliver's fault, but it's the mix of the group, you know, in terms of you got to have, you know, all sorts of different bodies in there to do different jobs, whether it be penalty killing, power play, those types of things. So I still think Oliver is a very much a developing player. You've seen him play over the last 2 years a significant amount of NHL games. He's improved dramatically from when he not only first entered the organization as a young guy, but when he first entered the NHL. You know, he's able to defend much better. His decisions with the puck are much better. And as a lot of guys, as they grow, as they mature, as they get more games under their belt, they're that much more comfortable and confident. And I think we've seen that in Oliver. So he's still very much part of the plans here. We've got a contract to work out with him. but a good young player who can skate, move the puck, competitive, still got a very bright future ahead of him.
And last thought for you, do you anticipate a ton more between now and the start of next season, or do things start to wind down from a tweaking and reshaping perspective for you?
From the roster standpoint?
Yeah.
Well, you never say never, right? Like I said, I don't know. We're not certainly, you know, we've got a lot of bodies here right now. But the job is you're continually looking for ways that you can improve your team. So, you know, I would say the NHL, and it's not unlike a normal year, you know, what are we, 3.5 weeks or so, month almost into free agency, 3 weeks, I guess we would be into free agency, and these things slow down. So I don't envision that we're going to be going out and signing 4 or 5 more guys. But, you know, you continue to look at it every day. You continue to talk to other managers. We're going through the yard season here right now. So that's traditionally when things slow a little bit. Teams that have arb cases are working on those. We're seeing what the results of those are, how that may impact the team's roster and salary cap situation and so on and so forth. So we'll continue to bang away here, and if there's something out there that can help us, we'll certainly look at it.
Thank you, Brad. As always, appreciate the time this afternoon. Be well.
Okay, guys. Stay safe.